This is No Pink Spandex, episode 125, for Tuesday, March 15, 2011. Let me set this up now, because Kay's people did not tune into last week's episode.
Previously, Pink Spandex.
So Jeremy, poor little Jeremy, he's trying to go to No Pink Spandex Live. And so he started a thread on Ranger Board saying, hey, I'm poor, donate to me. And some people did. Go.
Yes, and last week I had a very nice long list, and this week I have even more names, and these are all very amazing people who decided to give of themselves to me. I don't know why, because, you know, I'm not that great or anything. So, anyway, we have extra donations from two people that donated before. We have the guy who looks like me, TZM Hero.
Whoop whoop.
Yes, he said his name is Nick, by the way.
Hi, Nick.
What up, Nick?
Yes. That's two donations from the same person. That is crazy.
That is crazy. That, awesome.
That's
awesome.
It's just as crazy as having a twin, so it's expected.
I know, right? And then Colin said he saw another twin of mine, so I'm getting in trouble here.
Triplets.
I have too many twins. Yes, I have a triplets. What?
The clone army has begun their advances.
They picked a good target to clone, is all I'm saying.
Wow. And next on the list.
Next on the list is a friend of all of ours now, because he's helped us all, Mac. Mac has given us quite a bit.
Mac is awesome.
Very nice to us all. Mad props.
It's amazing.
Yes. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Got a donation from Euphoric Dorian. I think I'm saying that right.
Oh, yeah. He said he would if you told him your story.
Yes. I really don't think it's that interesting of a story, but if people want to hear the story...
It is pretty interesting. I mean, if you piss off a ranger, yeah, it's kind of
I know, but, like, it's such a big deal to everybody besides me.
It's well, sure. That's just your personality, though.
I know, but I'm just like, oh, I'm over it. Nah. I remember Phil was like, what the F? And he wanted to go kill Jason David Frank, but whatever, you know, you do what you gotta do. Got a donation from Fran... Hey, wow. Franny, yes.
Yay!
Very nice. Our girl Bree. What?
Oh, yay, hi, Bree. Bree.
Horse lover.
Long time, yes. I remember our little Chicago get-together where she got lost in traffic, and it was crazy. It was just me and her and Meg and Russ, and it was interesting, I'll say the least.
And Tar.
Black Tar heroin, yes. There was that. Less said about that, the better. And got a very.
I don't know about that.
What?
You're just like black tar heroin. So less we say about that.
I must have told this black tar heroin story before about Meg sitting in my filth. And then I believe we ended up calling you spy or something.
Yes, you did.
I vaguely remember that I was in the bathroom with like my pants half on.
Yeah, there was an echo.
Wow, the listening audience must be really confused right now. Like,
I was quite
like, oh, he was
drunk.
On drugs? What?
I was quite drunk.
Is this what we're contributing to right now?
And then I
this is what you're going to spend our money on.
To drugs.
Wow.
I threw up some odd combination of Jack Daniels and bile, I think. Oh. And it ended up in the carpet, and Meg sat on it later.
That's...
By accident.
I was going to say, not by choice, right?
No, not by choice. It was an adventure, to say the least. The fact that she ever spoke to me after that day was remarkable. And
so, moving on.
Wow.
Yes. And finally, we have a very nice donation from Cosmic Dreamer, who I have known for quite a while on the board, just vaguely. You know, not really, but...
I recognize.
He's a very nice guy. He's always been a very nice guy. And he gave me a very nice donation.
Very dramatic photos. That's what I know of him.
Yes. I remember now. Yes, you're making... See, I always have like these little things where I'm like, I'm pretty sure I know, but... Anyway, That is the donations for this week. Again, thank you to them. Thank you to everybody who donated before that. Anybody who will in the future. All very much appreciated and has helped me a lot.
So, are we going to get to this horrible episode? Or?
All right. I'll start with the episode. I'm going to start with the episode because I think in some godly fashion that the interview that was put up was more interesting. So we'll save that for later. Well, let's get to this episode, Fish Out of Water. All right. Jeremy, did you take notes?
A few. It's getting very fatiguing to take notes.
All right.
Watch these back. I just like watching it with the Shinkenger episode because it lets me rewatch Shinkenger, and that's good stuff right there. That's just good stuff.
So I know that last week I watched it twice, and I was able to remember stuff in order. It was great. It was fabulous. This week, I didn't even want to watch it once.
No, wow. It was weird. I was like in some crazy haze when I watched it the first time. I'm like,
me too.
It's not that bad. I'll rewatch it and it'll be better. It was not. It was not. So the beginning of the episode is they're eating breakfast and they actually bring up the fact that Mia is a bad cook again, which I think is good. I think it's cute. But if she makes a peanut butter and jelly omelet, that just makes her retarded. Not a bad cook. It makes her retarded.
The thing is, though, there were a few people who have commented who say like they think that sounds delicious, which I don't really understand. Like, if it's an omelet, right? And like omelets have eggs in them normally, right? So eggs and peanut butter and jelly and maybe bread. No way.
These people are pregnant. You didn't know?
I guess so. Anyway.
It was too hokey even for Power Rangers to me. I don't know.
I just like the fact that, like, you had Kevin had his different little sections of materials for his breakfast. And, you know, Jaden and Mike are looking at him all weird, like, you want to eat yet? He's like, look, you have to do this in the samurai way and da-da-da-da. Then she comes in like, hey, look, I made some crap. And then he's like, he's hurrying to like freaking like eat his cereal like really quickly. And so that was cute. I would give them cute. No problem.
Did you see the looks on Mike's face? He was hamming it up. He had some crazy looks on his face. You just need to pause that a couple times because he was like, what? Say what, sucker?
I know, basically.
I already ate.
Exactly. He's like, I'm full. I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm good. So, like, that scene I didn't mind. It was fine. No problem. Well,
that was probably the best scene of the episode, to be honest.
The most tolerable.
Might have been. Until G walks in, and then, well, there you go. Wooden. There's something. Mentor. Mentor. Let's go.
That's the G room. Don't mess with Master G Rum.
G Rum.
Yeah, I don't understand why they have him dubbing all his lines. Like, I mean, it's just weird. And this weird accent. Everything about him is just weird so far. It's like.
Well, in SPD, he was in a giant costume and he didn't sound that mush mouthy. What's the deal with the samurai?
I don't know. But it's just weird. Anyway, he comes in mentor.
Swordfish.
And
get the swordfish.
Yes, Jaden's like, hey, you can do that. Get swordfish. That's awesome. Amazing. Kevin, you got that? You got that? And he's like, I've been waiting for this.
Am I up for it? I've been waiting for my whole life.
You know, in the past I've defended him. I know. In the past I've defended him. Like, you know, maybe it's just, I can't do it anymore.
That was the thing. I know you kept. That was the one thing I couldn't agree with because you were trying to get me these lines about him doing his ADR, making it worse.
Which was true, though. Which was true.
It doesn't make it worse. It's bad either way.
Yeah, but in this episode, it's just bad either way. It's just not.
Dude is breathy, and it's not cool.
Everything is, yeah. And
I'm serious.
Gotta do this, and I gotta do it, whatever. And
it's like, I gotta breathe. Is he like the grown-up version of the black kid on Malcolm in the Middle, or what?
I don't even either.
He had a respirator.
Oh god. Oh.
He was in a wheelchair though.
Great.
Oh right. Oh my god. Wow.
He grew up and now he's Kevin.
They sent him off to get the swordfish and I'm thinking, all right, dude, I'm thinking like I might be skipping ahead, but I'm thinking, wow, okay, they're going to send him this journey. He's going to have to, like, go through that. Like, ooh, he's climbing through stuff. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, awesome. He has this lookalike. Oh, I'm going to search for the da-da-da-da and then the epic music. And then he...
got a chauffeur.
And then he plops out a fishing pole.
Yep.
Simple. I will see you to catch a swordfish.
Swordfish sword. An epic, amazing, powerful thing. And then you just, whoop. Fishing balls.
They make him fish for the whole episode.
At least the beach is pretty.
Black people don't fish.
Dude, he's a swimmer. He's a swimmer.
Black people. Look. First of all, that's another one. You know black people don't swim. Unless they have to. If we live on an island, okay? Look, if we live on an island, okay, and if we have to catch some food, that is the only time that you will either see a swim or fish. We don't fish. That is something we don't do. And they're going to stick the black guy with a and that's why he got all tired and burnt up.
Well, they're breaking down barriers, see? Like, this is, you know, they're going against stereotype, right? So, that's good, isn't it? No?
It's very progressive.
Fish and pole, and yeah. It's making a statement. That's what it's doing.
The Hispanic kid is supposed to be the lazy one, so.
Was there something before he had to go with his fishing and crap and junk? Was there something before that, a scene before that that I skipped over?
Bulk and Spike.
He had his flashback.
Oh, right. True. And the Kiwi sounding black dude.
Exactly. It was like, oh, they came from Australia. I guess.
I don't think it was that bad, actually.
It wasn't as bad as Serena, but it was.
Yeah, I was going to say, it has to be like Serena level bad for it even to really register with me that much.
The thing is, like,
whatever.
I mean, it's like consistently you always notice now, like with all the guest stars, they have an accent. Like practically every single one that I can remember, they all do. And it's like, dang, like, are they paying any attention to this? Or do they tell them, you know?
To be fair, they're running out of black people, man. I mean, after Mason Truman, you know what I'm saying? It's just
running out of Truman. Effing Truman.
Sorry.
Right.
Effing Truman. You're running out of black people. So they went through the black people that didn't have accents, and now they're down to the black people who do.
You know what? The United States of America is the melting pot. So we can have tons of Kiwis if we need them.
Right. Well, we got them all, I guess.
Yes.
It's pretty amazing.
As parents, as siblings, it's all good.
Yeah. Honestly, if you compare it, you know who's a good black person that's good at hiding his accent? Benta.
No, true.
He actually hit it very well.
True.
Compared to these people.
True.
These people, it's like their family tree is just an amazing thing to think about. Like, they started out in Japan, right? And then moved to New Zealand, right? And then came to the United States to raise their kids. Right, and that's where they are now. So, wow. And the Nylock just followed them.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, you see in the flashback the father handing down the power. He's like, you know, he's ready for this, and he's been training his whole time just to, you know, be a samurai and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, and that was something that oddly didn't add anything to what I was expecting. It added nothing. I mean, we knew this already from like the cold opens, like, and this, and they handed down from generation to, we knew that, right? So you're just telling me
But this is Samurai. You need to tell us that it was handed down, and then you need to show us physically it being handed down. Every little thing you need explained directly to you, or else it will not make sense. Yes. Gotta hold my hand here. Hold my hand, Samurai.
Hold both hands, and like, I don't know, put me in like a baby cart or something.
Start draw a picture.
So, I mean, it, because see, unlike Emily's flashback, this just, I mean, it's like, fine. Yes, he was ready. He's been training. We knew this. What else are you going to tell him? Ooh, look, we see the father's face. All right, cool. He looks like a skinny Wesley Snipes. Okay, fine. What else can you give me? And it just did, and then it was gone. It was like that. Gone.
Yeah, Emily's flashback at least revealed her murderous tendencies. It was at least something new that we hadn't known already. But this was just kind of like, okay.
Killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they had to fill out the time, because even with Bulk and Spike, they still weren't able enough to stretch out the part that was supposed to have actual plot from Shinkenger. They had to get rid of that.
Did Shinkenger have a flashback to the father that they had to copy strictly, or no? This is original.
Well, it was, they had to fill out the time because they couldn't do.
I was just wondering if they were forced to do this because they had to fit the footage or something.
What was in the Shinkenger? What happened?
well same basic exactly plot. It's just, you know.
Yeah, there's
water
actually
down
more Japanesey.
Well, there's a reason why the fisherman is there. It's not just random guy that helps him. You know, he has a story which relates to the Blue Ranger, which helps him.
Mm.
But instead, it's old man helps him for a second, and that's all we ever see of him.
Yeah. It's horrible. Like, they just handled it horribly, and I just don't understand at this point. It's like, I would have thought if they're trying to be so faithful that they would come up with a reason for this random white guy to be there. Like other than just him just being there, just some guy, and then he leaves and we have no, there's no reason for him to be there.
Even if he, which already would have killed it because we saw the swordfish in the water. But even if he was the one that was like, oh, what you fishing for? Blah blah blah, and then they're going through this training, and he's like, all right, I see how you improved. Bam, hand it to him. Bam, right here. I mean, I would have at least like be like, all right, you pass. But not, I mean, dude just comes in, wipes his brow. He's like, no, don't go out there when you're sick. And then they go out there anyway, and he gets it, and that's it. What?
Yeah. And no, like, thank you at the end.
He did thank him.
No, I mean,
after the
at
fight.
The end, I expected some kind of, like, resolution. There was nothing to resolve, really, but...
Yeah, it was just the black guy saying he wants sunscreen.
And bye, you know, thanks. I mean, whatever. It's done. I'm done with you. Whatever. But anyway, why are we still going with the... the monster shows up.
You forgot Bulk and Spike. Hello.
They're on the beach, and Spike gets stuck in an inner tube or whatever. And even though you can't get stuck in those, because all you have to do is just curl up into a little ball and you'll come out. But whatever. That's funny. Ooh.
Come on, Bulk and Scalded Things, just as stupid.
And I didn't like them back in the day. So what's your point?
I don't know.
They're still doing stupid things that you don't like.
I was like, what's the point?
Yeah,
it was then, hilarious.
Then they became cops and they got like more funny to me. And then Zeo happened and then they were awesome. So what's your point?
You're going to have to give me something here. Come on, I'm begging for scraps.
I'm sorry. I think that Bulk's head looks very nice and shiny.
They dug a hole, man. Digging a hole in the beach is fun.
Yeah, and Spike did his laugh again after having a week off of it. You know, he came back with it.
But you know, Spike is making his own character now. He's his own.
Okay,
right. Totally different. Totally unique.
Stick to the one topic for now.
That's a teaser, guys. That's a teaser.
We'll get to that. Yeah.
Teaser.
But we're going out of order here. Damn it!
I tried to bring us back with the Bulk and Spike. I tried to bring us back from the brink.
But see, the first scene after the Mighty Morphin theme song is when the monster shows up. See, so he's in the parking lot.
Whatever, the monster.
Excuse me, we need to talk about this monster, okay?
He was
and
okay.
His horrible puns. He was okay. How was he okay? He was not okay at all. He was horrible.
He was pretty close to Tex.
He was. That's a good thing. We like
that's,
Tex.
That's not a good thing at all.
He wasn't really bad until he was about ready to die. That was when he got real bad, and he busted out some major ones.
He was horrible the whole time. I was just like, stop talking. Stop it. And then, like, okay, so, like, he's breathing on people, and that poisons people and junk, and fine. Okay, all right, fine. Okay, fine. Incapacitates them. Ooh, they use some big words. Incapacitates. You know? So, you know, the first does it to whom? Does it to Mike? Mike, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Always got to be the green one first. Always got to be the green one. All right. So he goes at the mic. Mike's all on the flow. Like, oh, no. What's going on? Right? And then yes. it happens to Jaden next.
He's after like, they jump off a roof.
Oh, no. Yes. And as he's, like, spitting out puns while he's falling.
Yeah, that was really weird.
That was, yeah. I hate that. It's like, they don't even acknowledge, like, normally when you get hit or you fall or something, you don't just want to just crank up, you know, all the jokes and the, yeah. You know, it's like, what?
Exactly.
Are you serious?
Spider-Man does.
Like, no, I'm sorry. When he's literally at the exact moment of getting hit.
Yeah, hit and busting through, like, a fence and all this other stuff, he's like, hey, now I'm gonna rhyme. It's rhyming time.
It's like, what? You're speaking perfectly clear. There's no stress in your voice.
Right.
There's no, and you're so clever and so snappy when you're getting, like, beat up.
It's of course.
It's like, but Joss Whedon wrote the episode.
Not even. He would at least have the sense to not have them crack jokes in the middle of them getting killed and blown up and whatever else.
Don't answer, Jared. Don't answer, Jared. Because really, it's just all it does, all the monster does is breathe on people, incapacitates them. Oh, and my favorite part. This is my favorite part. Oh, love it. So the ladies, right? Of course, you know, Emily has a, Mike, are you okay? And then Jaden, are you okay? Right? It's her go-to line. Fabulous. So, but the ladies, you know, they try to bust them down, whatever. Cool. So you saw what they did to Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Saw what they did to Jaden. In fact, Mia says, even before Jaden gets hit, oh, his breath incapacitates people. She said it. And then they want to stand there and just wait to be breathed on. Just to wait.
Well, that's what the Japanese girls do.
You would think she would be the one to be like, you know what? I have the wind power. Why don't I bust out my fan and blow this away before it hurts me?
Yeah. Why don't that monster join her fan club? Something.
The thing is, they actually put forth, it's the first time I've even noticed, is that they threw in a little bit of extra American fight footage there for the girls. It's the first time I've noticed it in the whole show, really, except for like a quick little swing and then back to Japanese footage.
Yeah, the girls actually put up a fight.
Yeah, which I liked. I was like, oh, look, they're actually doing stuff. Oh, wait, no. They have to be like crackheads and wait for them to be incapacitated.
You don't want to hold your breath or any kind of...
Oh, Lord.
You got to breathe in the air to make another pun, you know?
I guess so. just like holding your breath wasn't an option.
I mean, priorities.
Yeah. And then so they're all on the floor like, oh my goodness, oh my gosh. I'm like, it's your fault. Stood there like crackheads.
You okay? You sound like you have some issues.
I do have issues. I have issues with watching this episode. Yes, I have issues. Continue.
I think we went to the villains after that.
Yeah.
Every week I will say it again. I will murder the squid guy. I cannot stand him.
Yep.
He said, ooh la la. Or something along the line. And God, I hate it so much. I hate all the villains just at this point. I don't even have any goodwill for the female that has the good voice anymore. It's just you know, it's like, effing do something. Do anything. Pretend like I'm supposed to care that you're important.
Honestly,
you have to wait till next week.
Yeah, but honestly, like, at a certain point in the episode when we were seeing, like, the fisherman scenes or whatever, I was thinking, maybe they were creative enough to make the fisherman one of the bad guys. And like he's gonna reveal at the end, like he was just studying the Rangers or something. But no.
Oh, that's adorable that you had hope.
Yeah, I know. I thought maybe they would throw in a little creativity, but
maybe it could have been the new guy that appeared at the end of the episode.
Maybe.
Yep. No, exactly. But
no, you're only allowed to take things out. You can't add new things.
I guess. Oh, wow. But anyway.
What was
next scene? But we had another appearance of the medicine.
Oh yes, the medicine. Even my
See,
medicine.
I thought for sure they'd go for milk over medicine. Medicine
or just food. I mean, monsters eat food. I thought we were just making food. Why did they have to like say medicine? Like what? Really?
Because he has such a headache.
They didn't even establish that this time, though. They're just like, oh yeah, I have a bottle of medicine and I'm taking it again.
And the thing about it is, like, I mean, if you had to show footage of him using it, which really you don't, but okay, like, maybe you want to come up with a reason for him if you want to say that it's medicine. Like, say that he's suffering from some kind of, you know, Power Ranger-y illness, you know?
No, they did say it because they said that the monster's breath was knocking out, it was so strong to knock out a whole ton of people, and it even affects them, so...
Right, and I'm sure next week they'll contrive up another reason for him to need to take his medicine, but it's like, why don't they just have one, you know, and like make that part of the story instead of just coming up with excuse after excuse?
You want them to come up with like new things that make sense? What?
I know, it's a crazy concept, but you know, it just might work if they try, but
don't hold your breath,
Yeah, don't hold your breath like the Rangers should have, unless they didn't, but oh well, anyway. So more fishing, right? Next.
Yeah, and my thing is with the fishing is they never take the time to explain why it's so damn fatiguing to him. You know, they
just show the sun and a big stick.
Because, you know, it's the power within him and it's supposed to be draining from him every time he casts, but they never mention it, so you're just supposed to... Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess...
How do you know it was supposed to be the power within him?
Because he watched Shinkenger and just...
Yeah, because I watched Shinkenger. Because I know the power is called Mojikara. Yeah. And it's nothing here.
It's...
This symbol is, power.
This
it's
is hate.
Chloe circles.
This is what gets to me, though. This is, I mean, like I said before, I mean, yes, black people can choose to have a hobby as fishing. That is their prerogative, okay? That is fine. But when these training sessions are nothing but the ranger standing there and looking perplexed, that's not training. I'm sorry. I will go back to that Jaden thing with his big old sword and junk. Standing there and looking perplexed. I mean, and you know what? That even made some kind of sense because there was like a fire in his face. Okay, fine. But even still, standing there is not training. Looking all tense is not training. Like narrowing your eyes and furrowing your brow is not training. It's not training. I don't understand where they're getting this training from. Like, seriously, if little kids are supposed to learn from this show, all they gotta do is like, you know what? I'm gonna climb that mountain. I'm gonna stand here. And throw my brow. Shake real hard. And I'll climb that mountain. That's training. Like, no. I don't understand where they... I can't. This is my review in the episode thread on Ranger Board. I can't.
Very thorough.
Yeah, well, it says it all, really. I don't know if I had a problem with like the training stuff. It's not so bad. I don't know. I wasn't really bothered by that, but I just hate the fact that we can make all of these assumptions about what's supposed to be going on just because some of us have seen Shinkenger, and it's like we just assume just because of the way the show's been going so far, like, okay, we already know like who Deckard is or whatever his name is. And we already know like about the bride, and we already know like all this stuff that the actual audience doesn't have any idea because they don't really tell you. It's just because in other seasons it's like, yes, you've seen the Japanese version or whatever, but maybe the Power Ranger version won't do that. You know, they'll actually come up with something on their own, and this time they never do that ever. Like so far, it's
At least, like in crappy seasons like Mystic Force, people were wondering what the deal was with Necrolai and the daughter before they told us. And people were
disappointing.
like, always like most people got it wrong what was going on. It was a
Yeah,
mystery.
and
It
it
was
was
a crappy
something
season,
new.
but they had a mystery.
Yeah, at least they, you know, surprised you, you know, or tried, or I mean, whether you watched it or not, I think it was a surprise for most people. And this time it's like, what's the surprise? I don't even. And okay, also, you watched this episode, the Shinkajou episode, like recently? Okay. Kevin's outfit, was it similar? Was it the
It was
same?
quite similar. I mean,
Because
it
I think.
was, it wasn't the same, but it was quite, I mean, it was the same, like, tight-fitting blue windbreaker-looking jacket.
Because literally, there's a shot where I literally think that it is Ryunosuke's hand
Oh,
on the thing. Like,
I
even
think
like
so. I think so,
complete
yeah.
with his ring that he has on and everything. And this is a Japanese person's hand.
Yeah, probably.
No one will ever notice. I mean,
Except I didn't.
they used quite a few shots of the monster attacking Japanese people.
See, that's totally fine, 'cause like, okay, Asian people exist in America, right? Whatever. But
Like everybody he's attacking is Asian at the same time.
well, there he's
Yeah,
attacking
the.
Chinatown,
And then
right?
2 seconds later, there's no Asian people.
I'm sorry, but the
They ran
monster's
away.
racist. We've been over this. Like,
Well,
he's targeting the Asians.
yeah, they're
yes.
the ones that know martial arts. Duh.
It's true.
To take
If I
them
was
out first.
invading, I would attack the Asians first too, because they're the most likely to defend themselves.
Yes, and they can calculate, you know.
Yes. I would take out the Asians first, and then the black people because they have all the guns, and then the
Right.
hillbillies because they also have all the guns.
Right,
No,
that's
I thought
true.
it'd be the black people because they know how to jump, and then the hillbillies because they have all the guns.
Well, black people have
Wow.
both.
Yeah, exactly.
And
So.
then the Hispanics because they have all the knives.
Only
So basically,
multiply.
just get rid of all the minorities.
Yes.
That sounds
Basically,
familiar.
that's the
That
moral of
sounds
the
really
story.
familiar. Anywho, yeah, they fish, and he, f and then, so then, do we see a scene back to the Shiba house? But it wasn't
They
really called the
call
Shiba house yet. In
each other.
Right, has it
They
ever been called the
phone.
Shiba House in the show yet?
Not yet. I don't know.
Okay, because I don't like calling it
I mean, there's been a
that.
close-up of the sign, and I just assume that that's what the sign says in Japanese, but it's never
It
been
probably does because they
said.
pretty much keep the symbols.
Yeah.
So, like he remember when he cast out the one lure and on the lure it said delicious in
Did it?
Japanese?
I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, there was. I do like that he actually said the words that he was making in the episode. Like, because he made a few different, you
Yeah,
know.
like lure and bait and catch.
And he actually said it. I like that. Like, I kind of expected them to do that the whole time before the show started. I was like, so whenever they do these symbols, unless it's like a team thing, but normally they'll actually say it so we know what it is. Nope. Most of the
Yeah.
time, no
Well,
idea.
I kind of figure that the symbol that create a fishing pole is meant fishing pole.
Well, right, but there's other things like when they call the Zords, like there's half a dozen different things I could assume that is, you know, which are not super, but you know, apparently that's what the word is.
Mega mode.
You know what? When we have the Sesame Street version of Samurai, that'll be a good idea.
No, oh my God, like they call out the names of their attacks and stuff anyway. And to me it just, I don't know. It just would be better if they did that. And I hate the
The
fact that they keep
symbol of the
calling
day is lure.
not even. Just say, just like when you say freaking power sword and power whatever, just say, you know, mega or whatever. You know, earth, fire, wind, water, heart, go planet. You know, and just say
I'm
the
all right
things.
with sometimes and sometimes not. 'Cause you know, after a while, it'll just be like, shut up.
Yeah, for
Shut
reals.
up.
it's not like they do it like endlessly. It's not the puns, you know.
You know what? I'd rather have the puns.
I'd rather you die. So.
Some of the puns are good. Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. The key there is some, but would you have 50,000 within 30 seconds? Then it becomes a problem.
He counted.
It's not funny. It's not, you know, anything. Yeah, I counted. That's an accurate number.
That's exactly. What was the next scene after him fishing Mad Times and junk?
They called each other on the phone. Master G-Rum had his pimp gold phone.
That was great.
No, yeah, so like, it was, yeah, that's what I was saying. They were all sick. And ooh, and ah, cause, and G was all like, look, they all have fevers and this or whatever. We really need that swordfish. We need the pure rain. We need the purified water.
You know? I thought the only prescription for a fever like that was more cowbell, but what do I know?
You should write for Samurai.
Yes! Love it! If he got out with a cowbell, that would have been pretty sweet. Don't even play. God. He started playing the cowbell with like a short half shirt like Will Ferrell.
Oh, wow. You know, and then of course Jaden overhears and he's all like, I have to go and say, and then Jay's like, no, you are too hurt and we need to blah blah blah. And then Jaden like steals the phone, yo. He was like, look, I need you to stay where you are and I will go and fight this stuff.
I love it. That's the best part of the episode for me.
I just love how like Jaden doesn't listen to mentor G Grum at all. Period.
I know, it just looks like it further makes him useless.
It just does not listen at all. Period. He's giving the orders. Like, I bet you, like, mentor G Grum, whatever. He's all like, all right, this is what we're gonna do. Ladies, you gonna make me some breakfast, Mike. Yo, get me my robe and my slippers, okay? Kevin, all right, you know, you've had that history of doing that. You don't have to do that. And then Jen is like, nah, this is what we're going to do. Yo, Kevin, do everything all the time. You are black?
You know how it works in this house.
Cha-cha. And then he's like, yes, Messa. And then that's it.
Oh, jeez.
You're the house Negro.
It's going to be done. Because, like, he doesn't ever listen to mentor. Ever. Period. Like, never. I just don't understand.
This doesn't seem to be going that way.
This is another sort of situation where it's, like, again, like, taking from Shinkinger and not really giving you enough. Like, again, because in Shinkinger, that makes perfect sense because he's the Lord, and in some ways, he's above, quote unquote, his mentor. Like he's his leader. Like the mentor is basically supposed to take orders from him. But in this version, it's sort of like you don't get that at all. And I still don't really know if they're doing that or not. You know, if Jaden is supposed to be the head of the house, or if he's just the guy who's there. You know.
Well, we kind of got a clue today because on the phone he was like, I chose you for this, or I chose you to be a ranger because of this, this, and this. And that was the first hint that we got that Jaden is actually in charge.
Right, and what I'm saying is, like, Lisa obviously sees that as, like, a contradiction. You get what I'm saying? So, like, the audience at large, aside from us who know the truth, just assume that that's, like, you know, that Jaden is not in charge. He's just the Red Ranger.
He needs a fancy pillow to sit on.
He does need a fancy pillow.
Mm-hmm. That's elevated above the rest.
Yeah. And he needs hammer pants.
Well, that's a given.
It just seems as if, like, well, you got this mentor and he's teaching them the samurai way and thing and whatever. But then sometimes you have Jaden and samurai dude, mentor G Grum, whatever his name is, you know, having a little conversation like, and then some. It's just weird. It's just like, who the heck is in charge over here? Like, is it old dude or is it like waxen face? Like, pick one.
Well, I think this was covered in the premiere.
It's frustrating because his name is Mentor, and so when he tries to give advice, it's like nobody listens. So it's like he's not really mentoring at all.
But it's not even nobody listens. It's Jaden doesn't listen.
But even the others.
No, the others listen. person. He was like, you get a day off? Awesome. Day off. Amazing.
Well, who would turn down that order?
Hard to follow.
Jaden would.
He did.
Screw you. I'll do it when I want.
And then he wins in the end. Oh, my God.
Exactly. They win, it's but not. You know, you win.
Jaden is the only one that does not listen to his mentor at all. Period. Zero. Zip. Nil. And I don't get it. I don't understand.
But he told us that he has a great relationship with him, so we must believe it. They have
I didn't know that the mentor had to be his biatch. I did not know that. Like, really? Is that how we roll? Is that how we're going to do things? Good talk. I can't even.
You know, I actually thought before this show started that I thought that the mentor was going to be, like, one of the big saving graces of the series.
I know!
If the actors weren't good, really? At least we had freaking Grum.
Yeah, son! We had Grum!
Are you guys' memories, like, okay, I don't know what you guys thought of Grum back in SBD time. I didn't like him. I'm sorry.
I didn't like the character. I liked the actor.
Right.
Why would you like the actor?
No.
Because he knew how to deliver his lines. He just had crappy lines.
No.
He just was like some moron that all of a sudden had some higher power 2 episodes before it ended.
It was the same, like... It's like in the middle of SBD, you know, where we knew that we loved the cast, but then they were just giving crap to say. You know, it was just like, you know, I didn't like Grum, but I was like, all right, this actor, you know, he do what he do with, because this cast is awesome.
And there's one episode where he got to be a human, and I liked him in that.
The thing, yeah, and I was going to bring that up, like, the thing about that, like, I thought those scenes were awesome, but not necessarily just because he was... like amazing for the part. I thought they did a good job, like directing. I think that was a Greg Aronowitz episode. I'm not sure though. Like there's the scene where he walked by some flowers and the flowers died. You know, like they created an awesome atmosphere for the character, but the acting itself, nah.
Okay, nah. For me, it was like, oh look, somebody's returning that doesn't totally suck. That'd be amazing.
Yes,
woo.
Exactly.
Woo. You know, the same thing with me with Bulk too. I was like, yes, he's awesome. Returning. Don't suck. Shut up, Spy. This is where I was like, okay, cool. But this is a thing. It's like they're just giving stuff that is like, what the heck?
Yeah, see, Renee Nana Boo Boo was not my first choice, but he was damn sure wasn't my last choice either. I liked him. He was okay.
Right.
And so I'm like, oh, he'll be a nice little addition. It'll be nice to see him in a different role.
And then he had the eyes at the time in the promos. He had those eyes. He was like, yo, don't mess with me. But no, he's no Mason F. and Truman. He's just a dude.
Yes. And now he's just, like, has mothballs in his mouth or something every time he opens it. And it's just, it's very disconcerting. He's along with the others. He lump him in there.
Yeah. I don't like him really.
Stupid Renee Nana Boo Boo.
Renee Nana Boo Boo. What is his name, Tristan?
Naufau. Or something like. It's like N-A-U. N-A-U-F-A-H-U.
See, he don't know.
Nana you want me to look at the freaking opening?
It's Nana Boo Boo.
It ain't no Nana Boo Boo.
No, I can't say Nana Boo Boo because we have a Nono Moo Moo. And that, I mean, I really don't like that kid. So.
Oh, like... Lord Jesus. I watched the Ghost Sager movie. Don't know why I did that. Didn't get any better.
I did
not get
it.
Any better.
Yeah, you're on some crack.
It had limited amounts of Nono Moo Moo, though. Limited amounts.
So, yeah. So, like, what next happened?
Wait. Okay. Hey. Oh, Renee Naufahu. N-A-U-F-A-H-U. Thank you.
I think that's what I said.
That was right. Naufahu.
I think that's what I said.
Not really. So anyway,
what happened next?
This is where I start thinking about the fisherman things. Cause see, okay, in Shinkenger, there's a bunch of guys that help the Rangers. They dress all in black. They don't have like you know they don't reveal their identities, but they help the Rangers with everything like their day to day chores. They help them get to their fancy outfits so they can morph. It's just they're always
there. Do they drive
their
fancy samurai SUV?
Yes.
Yes, they would do that.
So this fisherman is telling the Blue Ranger that it's not worth it to do the fishing. You know that it's only going to lead to disappointment because he knows about the history. You know he knows about the
secretly.
Power. Secretly, yes. So, and he says that, you know, the last line of Rangers was that the Lord was killed and wiped, you know, they were wiped out, and that if you try to help, you know, it's only going to lead to failure. And through this, you know, the Blue Ranger's determination, Ryunosuke, ended up, you know, turning this guy around and making him believe that there was more, you know, that he shouldn't have turned his back. And then at the end of the episode, you find out that he used to be one of those guys, and he goes back to service. He left when the Lord died because he lost all faith. And so the Blue Ranger helped him restore his faith, even though he never found out that that's what really happened. And they don't have that in this episode, so instead we have random fishermen who helps him apparently have determination, try harder. I don't know exactly what the lesson is here.
He did not do any of that. He didn't do
put his hand on Kevin's shoulder.
That's it.
Yeah,
literally. That's now, it.
I honestly thought he was going to teach him how to fish. Like, I thought he was doing something wrong.
Teach him anything.
Do something. Like, have a training session. That would be amazing.
If you're going to be so by the book to the original Sentai, and you're going to take something out because you feel like you have to, you need to replace it with something of equal value that gives something to the episode. You can't just take it out and assume. Like Trist was saying last week about Chiaki, the Green Ranger determination to measure up to the Red Ranger. They took that out. So you can't reference or do something that relies on something that you took out already. It makes no sense.
Yeah, it's just awful. And like seeing people on the board who hadn't seen, and they actually say this specifically, I haven't seen Shinkage or anything, but this fisherman is random. Like, he has no purpose. And so it's not, it just goes back to what I was saying way back, was like, there is, you know, sometimes it's not a good idea to just copy Shinkenger. Whether you've seen it or not, you'll still be affected if they do it badly. And in this case, that's exactly what happened. They did it badly and people were affected, whether they saw it or not. You know, and I just...
Because if you copy, you have to take painstaking notes to make sure that anything that you do change gets resolved or replaced or something. And if you don't do that, you leave gaps, and that's the problem with adapting so damn faithfully and not being willing to do anything on your own. It writes you into a corner, you know, so...
Yeah, you have to make sure that you follow through and everything lines up and makes sense, and obviously, I mean, it doesn't, really. Or it does, I mean... It's confusing and weird, basically.
Yeah, like, they're not huge things, like, you can't resolve in your own mind, but you shouldn't have to.
Right. A good show would just, you know, smooth it over and, you know, you wouldn't even think about it so much, but...
I was just wondering why some creepy guy was watching Kevin.
Right. Well, he's grouping on him. He's, you know...
Well, I mean, he lives in a shack by the sea.
SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yes.
He lives
sitting there in the shed.
You know, I honestly thought that there was going to be more. I really thought they were going to either have like a heart to heart, you know, Spencer style, or you know, like a training stage, a training session, like RJ style. Like, I really thought. You see how I'm bringing back all the seasons that I did not like? There's a problem.
But
there's a problem. But there are seasons that I do not like, and I am referencing good stuff from those seasons.
And it's recent seasons where it's like we saw examples of them at least coming up with stories that were sort of original or sort of their own, and they followed through and it worked, you know, at least for that episode or for that moment. You know, it worked. And here it's just like there's no commitment to making this character relevant at all. He's just there.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, it's not even good stuff. It's just stuff that has to happen, required stuff, and they're not even including that anymore. It's like forgetting to have the Rangers morph. I mean, it's stuff you have to have. You need something in this episode.
Pray.
You can't just glaze over it. Jesus.
That's the thing. I mean, like, this whole episode for me, I have never felt so blah in my, blah. Nothing happened. Seriously, wait, So, Do got a Zord. You could get it any old how, right? It didn't have to be fishing. It could got any old how. Do got a Zord. At the end, we get introduced to somebody. That's it. That's all right. That happened. Like, that's not for 24 minutes. 24 minutes. And something that basically takes, like, one took 10 seconds and the other was stretched out for, like, 50 hours for, like, no reason. Nothing that happened.
He's got to do his train grunting. That's how you train. You grunt.
And sweating and fainting and all that. Fine. Do whatever. Just...
I caught fish.
Nothing happened. I'm sitting, I walked away. No, dude, son, I walked away. I got something to eat and came back. Nothing happened.
And the thing that's kind of disappointing is, like, this actor, like, that played the fisherman, I actually thought he, with the few little bits that they gave him, like, I think he's a good actor. Like,
yeah, he's fine, yeah.
For Power Rangers, it was just kind of disappointing that they didn't really give him anything, you know, especially interesting to do. He's just the guy at the beach. And he's actually Brownbeard the pirate.
That's why he looks familiar.
Yes, he did look familiar. I was like,
that's awesome. Why.
From that pirate episode of Overdrive, which was actually
amazing.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And so it was like, wow, what a downgrade. From Overdrive, what a downgrade.
I'm
wow.
Sad. Crap. It just makes me so angry, because why I gotta be the black guy that where nothing happens?
He's boring. Oh. We learned that last week.
Well,
he's
yeah.
very boring.
Yep.
No, he's dedicated. He has great qualities.
We should have saw that coming.
They told us.
They warned us.
Yes. We were warned, and well, there we go.
Yeah, all that BS about, yeah, you can cook me, yeah, whatever. They just, like, threw it back in our faces. I'm like, oh, no. And honest to God, son, like, I really thought when she was going to present the food, I thought, wow, maybe she was going to get better. Like, seriously, I really thought.
Why would you think that?
I don't know why. I thought maybe they would try to, like, you know, make them even more goody-goody by improving. Nope, they went the total, I mean, at least just the chicken was burnt, but they went fully on, like, this is disgusting.
What is wrong with you? You thought they were going to make her food better, and Tris thought that the fisherman was going to be a monster. What is wrong with you people and expectations?
I didn't say it was going to be. I just thought, you know, maybe they'd do something.
Stop hoping. We lost hope, okay? We lost hope. As soon as the new bad guy opened his mouth, we lost hope.
Well... I'm certainly being beaten down 1 week at a time. It's just like, oh, give up.
And I love how, like, Kevin is trying to hide from the fisherman. Oh, because, like, he's like, what are you trying to do, son? I mean, what are you, you're out here, and he's like, you don't understand. It's really important that I catch this, that I do this thing. Like, he's gonna see you catching the fish, idiot.
I'm really hungry, that's why.
He's gonna see you. He is going to see. Like, he's gonna see this energy going into some disc, and he's gonna wonder what the hell it is. And then you're just gonna go walk away like, yeah, thanks, man. And then go, what?
Thanks for helping me catch the giant robot fish. That's normal. That's yes. Perfectly normal.
And no, like, no follow-up, no nothing. Just gone. It's over.
Yes. We got to get back to the intense monster fight.
The monster
told Jaden that he lost his swagger.
Swagger like us.
To be semi-positive, I mean, it was, I have to point out my favorite part of every episode, because it's like the one little bit of hope I have, is Jaden's determination to go out there even though he's sick. And I thought he played it fairly well, like the little unmorph bit where he fought.
All right, the unmorph bit, all right, okay.
And he was melting in the sun.
Yeah, I'm right. And every time he got knocked down, like even before with the... when they were incapacitated, when they were knocked down, he always had a fan on him, right? Like, I noticed, like, every time, like, as he's getting up, there's a fan.
It was dramatic.
The fan had to blow his hair. Like, the girls don't even get that joint. Yo, he gets a fan.
Oh, he's got the prettiest hair.
He's a cover girl. He's, right. Because he's worth it.
I love it. I mean, first of all, he gets this grown man to, you know, as his little bleep, right? Little mentor guys, little, right? You know, he's telling people what to do. Like, you know, you gotta see our slaves up in this place. And he gets a fan every time he's like knocked down and try to look all dirty and stuff to get, and then he catches light too. Like, he got the light and the fan blowing his hair. What? Red Ranger, I hate you.
He's very pretty. You leave him alone.
But continue, Tristan. You were saying that you liked.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, the exact same thing happened in Shinkenger. So I'm basically saying I liked what happened in Shinkenger. Is, you know, the Red Ranger. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's the Red Ranger or not. I just like the concept of going out there, even though, like, if your friend doesn't come along and save you, you're dead, you know, like, and you know that, like, I don't know. I was like that. Like, going back to, like, Fighting Spirit.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
In Dino Thunder, like, you know, you're probably going to get killed. Like if something doesn't come along and happen miraculously, but you go out anyway, that's, I like that. That's like classic heroic.
The four of them were kicking ass and then Dr. O showed up.
Okay, yeah, well, let's not get carried away now. Kicking butt, I don't know.
They were trying.
They were trying.
They put up a good fight against the monster. But then Dr. O, hey. Except
saving the day, don't hate.
Yes, after he had a mental breakdown.
Yes. You mean after he overcame his mental breakdown? Yes. Okay? Yes.
Shouldn't have had the mental breakdown in the first place.
I think you do when you fight that many fish monsters. I think you do.
Mental breakdown wouldn't have been nearly as...
After a certain point. After the 11th fish monster, I think you start
just too much.
All right, whenever.
If you take on 75 monsters by yourself, you know?
He would have been there a lot quicker if he wasn't such a power whore. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, what?
Because he has to fight every past Tommy. Oh, it's every past Tommy. Look at my past Tommies. Look at me. I'm fancy. I got all these costumes.
Classic narcissism. The only enemy that's strong enough to oppose him is himself.
Yes.
You guys are just trying to hate on a man's, oh, you know, comeuppance. You know, like, he has surpassed himself.
Yes, and exactly. That's his achievement. That's his amazing.
And you guys are just a bunch of haters.
I'm pretty awesome.
People,
you know,
be even more awesome.
You know, be even more awesome. Five of me would be pretty sweet.
Wow.
Like, you have got some nerve for people coming out of comas. Like, you've got some nerve.
Yes, at least he was humble enough to let TJ be the Red Turbo Ranger. How nice of him.
He gave a black guy, the first black guy ever. Okay, shoot, Jaden is bossing around a black guy. Tommy promoted a black guy. And what, son? And what?
Promoted the black guy.
That's right. Never been a leader before.
That was clearly a case of affirmative action. I mean, come on, let's just be.
Yo, how's it with me affirmative action from the Indian, son? How's it gonna be affirmative action?
Oh, I forgot he's Indian.
Exactly.
Congratulations, TJ. I will give you my powers after you saved my life from yet another pit of doom.
Pit of doom. Oh, I love it. So, but yo, Samurai. Okay, we have to get back, Samurai. We can't have too much fun now because.
Right, Samurai. We had my favorite pun of the episode, which was, he's shooting them with the disc. So the monster says, "You trying to disc me?" What? Disc me?
Yeah, that was kind of suggestive.
But then I think Kevin said, "You can't just odor us around."
Oh, Lord, no.
Kevin really would not shut up in the last fight scene.
He called him Stinky Pants.
I mean, dang, like, this was the first time where I really noticed, like, the Rangers, well, at least when they're fighting the main monster, where they were hamming it up, like, majorly, like, in the Zord fights or whatever. That was just like, wow, are you serious right now? Like, come on, like, this is supposed to be the cool part, you know, or at least that's what you want us to feel like, you know, introducing a new Zord, the whole deal, like, just stop talking, like, let us enjoy it, or try to anyway, with the weird head sword thing.
And I love how, like, Jaden was like, I mean, when they, but he busted out his big sword or whatever, and then Kevin was like, here, Jaden, handle this or whatever, like handing him the disc, and he was like, well, no, I think you should handle it, and I, you know, brace yourself with some kind of crap. And of course, you know, Jaden does it. Pulls the trigger, yeah. Holds the thing. Yeah, just...
But he let him rest it on his shoulder.
Give him the honor.
Yes.
Yes, you were supposed to be beneath me. Bow, peasant.
What? Yeah.
I just... That, I'm like, okay, you know what? Y'all, whoever wrote the script for that, I'm just like, you do see that he didn't. You do see that we... That he... This episode makes me hurt so bad. It really does. I'm like, I'm so angry that we have to be here and we're supposed to be like talking about the goodness and like, you know, Power Rangers is back and it's amazing and we're like, you know, we're so happy and whatever. And I can't even say that because I have to sit down and watch episodes where people just waste my time. Just wasting my time. I mean, it's just the scene after scene after scene after scene of crap. I don't understand. Like, seriously, I have no qualms. I have nothing against the crew and the cast. Look, I bet you guys are wonderful people, man. I really do. I just wish that y'all didn't have to be attached to Samurai. Like, this is, I'm just like,
yeah.
See, I feel bad for the people that don't do a podcast, because at least I have to look forward to us being pissed off, which entertains me. They have nothing. The episode ends and they are done.
They have no therapy after yes. trauma. Of...
It's the cleansing.
Oh.
That is no, true.
It's like, it's a parody at this point, you know, where it's like, I know the episode's going to suck. Let's just get through it and have zany times. And we do. So that's something.
That is true. And the thing about it is that even with last week, you know, or even with the roller coaster episode, we were like, all right, well, this happened, but oh, well, this would have been cool if that happened. No, I can't even do it with this one because nothing happened. Nothing. Like, you know what would be cool? Anything else. Anything else. Been cool because I can't even, you know, say, oh, well, you know, Kevin could have, no, because he could have done anything. He could have shut up. He could shut up and just like fight, or he could, I mean, there's too many possibilities. I'm just so tired of this show.
Are they
aiming low? Are they aiming for like infants? Is that what it is? Did they miss the memo? Like, I know they're aiming for kids, but like, are they aiming for like, you know, just birthed like out of the womb?
Honestly,
it's the Barney audience.
They're aiming for MMPR, and that's pretty much what they're doing.
No, man. I can't even agree with that. Like, even Mighty Morphin felt more. I don't know. Like, yeah, but even like the tone of it didn't even feel this. Just the way the characters talk sometimes, and like their little internal monologues, and it feels. Like they're going for even younger now, like, and
I wouldn't
and,
say that.
Oh, I mean, would I don't so I mean, say that now. Like, this
I wouldn't
is
say
ridiculous.
It's. I think it's just crap. I don't think it's aimed at younger. I just think.
I just
because I mean the characters don't evolve, never evolved in MMPR either. So
no, I mean I don't think just, when I when
never
I say
got really their backstories or anything to be
right. But when yeah. I say when I say going for younger, I don't necessarily mean like they changed the age group officially. I just think that. Those involved, and perhaps that's Johnny T. Zach, executive producer, but it's almost like he doesn't get that kids within the age group that they are supposed to be targeting.
Right, stupid.
Well, I wouldn't use those words exactly, but yeah, kind of like, hello, like they're past this, some of this, the tone of this. Like, you can go a little... You know, deeper, a little less with the speaking the whole plot and everything, even though we're watching it, like, you don't need to tell us that somebody fell down. We saw it. You know, kids aren't that, you know, absent-minded that they don't understand what they're watching.
Yeah, I mean, I agree that they could go deeper. I'm just saying I don't think MMPR was any deeper.
No, this is my point now. Like, MMPR, to me, I mean, okay, we were, what, 7, you know, some of us a little older, but we're like around bit. 7, like 7, 8, you know, 7, 8, 9, I'll give that, right? 7, 8, 9, watching it. At the same time, when I was 7, 8, 9, I was watching Saved by the Bell, right? Yep. We brought Saved by the Bell. Saved by the Bell was also, I mean, it wasn't for like little kids, like, you know, toddlers and junk, but they weren't mad deep either. They weren't like,
It
was a kid show. I mean, and they had their little crushes and their little high school, little whatever.
I know. What Trust I'm me, saying, that was I was watching my Boy Meets World.
But that so good. That's the thing, though. It's like with Saved by the Bell, they didn't really go deep, but they weren't also talking to 2-year-olds. Like, you see what I'm saying? It wasn't like.
Well, I don't think I disagree with you. I'm just saying that, I mean, even as a kid, I think MMPR was probably one of the least deep shows I watched. I'm just saying that I think Samurai is pretty much on the same level as MMPR. They're both on crappy levels.
I mean, in terms of deep, they're on crappy levels.
No. But the thing is that for me, the difference with MMPR and Samurai is that, yeah, MMPR had its like camp and it's like, oh, everyone's good and stuff, but they didn't really treat you like you're stupid either. You know?
Right. I mean, like, simple dialogue sometimes.
I mean, seriously, Billy. Half the crap when I was younger, I didn't know what the heck he was saying. Didn't know. Crap. Done. I was like, thank you, Trini. I didn't know what the heck he was saying.
The point was you weren't supposed to know what he was saying.
But in Senpai, they would literally, their smart talk would be like normal talk. It would be.
Exactly. And then they'd have to translate it.
Thank you.
As if you didn't get it the first time.
That's like, my point. You know, so I'm not saying that like MMPR was freaking Oscars and junk and whatever and mad freaking Inception deep and no, I'm not saying that. It's just like,
Inception's not deep.
It's yeah,
okay,
I don't know,
like literally the plot. Come on, work with me, right? Come on,
don't mention that crappy movie to me.
That's not a crappy movie, first of all.
Anyway, so my point is that it's just. I mean, Samurai is even like is dumber, and I say that yes, and I say that purposefully, like. Dumber, because what?
I don't think standing
with a fishing pole for the whole time, and they're gonna tell me that he's training. Stop it! Don't give me that.
You're really stuck on the training, aren't you?
I don't really. I mean, I didn't even see it as training. It was just he was just trying to get the damn.
Jaden said he would had good training.
Well, right, but
it's not supposed to be about the training. It's supposed to be about the fact that. It drains him so damn much.
Stop injecting Shin Kinger crap that was not introduced into this.
Well, that's what the point is supposed to be when it glowed every time he was cast out.
Don't even tell me it's supposed to be. At this point, I don't even give a crap, son. Because you know what?
Who cares what it's supposed to be? Like, did it come through?
Thank you!
Well, it doesn't come through his training or what I said. It doesn't come through as anything.
But it was
just comes through as grunting.
American, so like, don't tell me that it's supposed to be something when it ain't even introduced. It ain't even hinted at. It ain't even shoot. It ain't even like a pass by. It ain't even a drive by. It's nothing.
Oh well. But I mean, okay. So are we gonna mention our?
Oh yeah,
our lovely Cole.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm gonna tell you this.
Okay, tell me.
Here we go. Because this episode was so bad. I was looking forward to Ricardo. I am looking forward to Ricardo.
Okay, you know what? Now you just need some Jesus, because
you need help. No, I mean, I actually...
Now, let's explain what the end was.
We forgot more Vulcan Skull. Spike.
Who gives a crap?
What? I don't even remember.
He jumped in the kiddie pool.
He jumped in the kiddie pool. Woo, woo, woo. Splash water. Okay.
That was some of the best stuff in this episode. Okay. That's nice.
The end. So we are in. It's at nighttime, and we were in a field, and you've got a little monster thing coming in through. And he says a line that I forgot. Crap.
I love the line, actually. He says, "The Samurai Rangers have returned, but so have I." And I'm thinking, that could be, you know, that could work for a number of different things. That could work for the character, the monster thing, and it could also work for Rick Medina himself. He has returned to Power Rangers.
I will murder you.
It's great.
Kill you dead.
He's returned. It's his triumphant resurrection.
Apparently he recorded it in a box or something because it sounded crazy muffled, but not like monster muffle, just weird muffle. Maybe he had a Darth Vader mask on or something. I don't know.
That sounded like his regular voice, kind of deeper. Yeah, he didn't sound like Cole. Hey guys. You know, it was like I'm like a man. Sound like a man.
To evil it up.
But let me tell you, this is what Samurai has like. We, before even seeing any episodes, we were dreading this day, dreading the day that Ricardo. And by the way, we didn't see Ricardo. We didn't see his face. It was just monster mask. You know, bodysuit. Blah blah blah. Okay. We were dreading this day. We were like, this is the worst thing that will ever happen to Samurai. And now I can't say that. Because of how bad. Because
the standards are so low.
Because of how bad this crap has been. Like,
you know what?
I look forward to something.
No, I don't even care. It's friggin' Ricardo. It's still going to be the worst part of the show.
But.
No. I doubt that very much. It's not going to be the good part of the show.
You don't get to talk Wild Horse fan.
But the thing is that, like, look, it has been all these years, right? I cannot believe I'm saying this.
No.
There is a possibility.
No, there isn't.
Don't go that far, Lisa.
No, there isn't.
That he has improved.
There's a possibility that you could bend over and pigs could fly out of your It's also probably not going to happen.
That is not a possibility because unless you're on ecstasy.
Now, it's a stronger possibility than Ricardo being a better actor.
I was saying, as somebody who was not returning as Cole, right? There is a possibility that we might see him in a different light so that he could be portrayed or he could portray something a little better than what we've gotten back in 1999.
Different can also be worse.
Different can also be worse. That is true. I'm just having a little hope. Just give me a little hope because Samurai has taken all of the hope. I mean, I have tried. I have tried defending Kevin. That's gone. I have tried defending Master Mentor G. Grum. That's gone. I have tried so much to have hope. And everything is being sucked out of me. So please, Jer, just give me one little Ricardo.
Give her this week, Jer. Just give her this week.
And then next week, you'll see. You'll see
why
the truth.
Why should I give you false hope? Why do you want to hurt yourself?
God.
He's not going to be better. He is not going to be better. It's impossible.
No, I mean, okay. Let me just, okay. I think that, I mean, we should just go in knowing what his level of acting was and not expecting better as far as acting goes. But knowing that, you know, you can at least see how the character is portrayed, how it's written, how it's, you know, I'm curious to see how it works out. And I will say that. So that's what I'm looking forward to, if you want to put it like that. I'm curious to see.
And in the purple, by the way, you see him with Dayquil. Come on!
Yes, you see him with Dayquil.
What's her real name? I'm sorry.
Dayu.
Dayu?
Daywoo.
Daywoo.
Dio.
So, yeah. See, I don't know.
You don't know. You just
He's playing a character that's probably the most overrated aspect of Shinkenger to begin with, so...
Not really.
Yeah, really.
Okay,
He's a character that they talk up and then doesn't do a whole hell of a lot.
The thing is, though, like... He is, like, in Samurai, just in his little appearance or whatever, already he seems to be a more interesting character than all of the other villains. Like, whether or not he is or not, whatever. But I'm just saying, like, in his introduction, no, you know, I'm already like, huh, okay. How does Deku win?
Because she's got a good voice.
No,
Her the voice is that amazing. I don't know what people are hearing.
Dayu, yes, I liked her from the beginning, and then she had a little something with Xandret. She was like, I'm going to do, and he's like, no, you're not. I'm like, okay, fine. Yes. And, of course, there is intrigue. Of course, if you have not seen Shinkenger, which I have not, there is intrigue. No matter who was voicing it, whatever, there is intrigue that this other villain's coming in from in the dark and blah, 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 it's going to do something. There's intrigue. Fine. Yeah. So, that's normal to be hopeful for? Hopeful.
Yeah. And so far, they haven't tried to shove puns into his mouth. He's only been on for, like, 2 seconds, but hey, you know, those 2 seconds weren't filled up with jokes and, you know, and laugh rhymes. A minute. Aww. Yeah. And rhymes, exactly.
It's adorable that you have hope. Absolutely adorable.
I love this. I love this reversal that has taken place in the last few weeks. Where you were like, you can't judge this. You can't do any of this. But look, just go in positive, okay? Samurai
I tell
is
you
the
this
new
would
season.
Happen.
Let's
I
do
told
this.
You this would happen. I said as soon as it started to suck for real, I would be right back to where I used to be. And I am.
And I'm the one that's with the hope and the...
I'm just doling out some common sense.
Hope
that's all
the
I do.
The thing is, it's still realistic hope, I think, because
no, it's not. It's Ricardo Medina Jr.
We just spent the last I don't know how long trashing most of this episode because we all agree for the most part it's not that great. So it's not like we're saying, oh, this is an amazing show and Ricardo's just gonna make it way better.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not saying that. Oops, whoops. What?
Oops, no.
Please.
No.
He's going to make it worse.
We will see.
He is going to start a string of 1 out of 5s.
You're an idiot. Anywho, but speaking of that, let's rate it now. Because I mean, there's a scene with the Rangers saying something. I don't really give a. Oh, they're at the beach.
Sunscreen.
And something. Sunscreen. Always use something. Blah blah. Black people don't use sunscreen. Stop it. Okay, go ahead.
I downgraded it to a 2. It's my first 2. Everything before this was a 3. But I was just so damn apathetic towards this with characters that were doing nothing, or even worse, looked like they were supposed to be doing something and still did nothing. And you know what? I just... Bulk and Spike is all I have left. That's all I have. And that's sad.
Ugh.
And Hector. And Hector's facial expressions. I have those.
Yeah, he's still good.
Yes, he's still the best part.
Yeah, he was like, that was off the hook.
That was a pun.
The complete degeneration of Master G Grum also depressed me. So, 2. 2 and 2 is probably favorable. That's
it. I mean, I started out as a 3, but then just thinking back, it just that freaking fisherman. I can't understand why they would do that. There's no reason for him to be there, and it's just like, whether you're copying something or making something up for the first time, you don't just have a character just show up and just be there, you know, and then disappear and not even have a resolution for it. That whole ending scene that we just talked about, well, in like half a second, where they're at the beach or whatever and talking, I was like, they should be using this time to have Kevin go back and say something and have an exchange with this fisherman guy to at least let us know there was a reason for all this or like something, and they didn't do it. And so
but
it's
you
just
didn't
like,
know it's more important to know that they should have, when they have another day off, they should go back to the beach. Yeah. It's amazing. I splash just... water. Oh my gosh, cover girl. Oh.
Something. So yeah, for me, yeah, bump it down to two. It's, I think, yeah, so far it's all been threes and twos. So not too good for a samurai, but there you go. So two.
I've downgraded it to a 1 out of 5 because, as evidenced by this podcast, I checked out of the conversation a long time ago.
Yeah. You could have at least offered your little opinion. Jeez.
Yeah, I don't care. That's the thing. And I'm just done.
Yeah.
You're not done.
It's not getting any better.
No one is done. You are here for the next 2 seasons.
I might test that theory.
Of course. Now you saying it's not getting any better. Like, I'm sure there's at least a dozen people who would be like, well, it's still early. You're too premature. Like, it'll get
better. I understand this.
He is always premature. That is neither here nor there.
Anyway.
Yeah. I have to give this a 1. Honestly, if I could have given this a 0, I would have given it a 0. But we have to give it something because, you know, people showed up to work.
You gotta save some room for the ones. It's gonna get worse.
Oh no, there's still a very wide gap of 1 or 2. Still, I'm sorry. This is really, it's been a long time since I've watched an episode where nothing happens. Like, the only reason why it exists is because they have to get a new toy. And usually if they have to get a new toy, they do stuff. Nothing happened. I cannot believe. I went to get something to eat, came back, like, I could pause the episode on my computer. I did not pause it. I did not think it was necessary to pause it.
Oh, poor episode.
So, I mean, to put it into perspective as far as, like, what I feel about the season so far, basically, like, and so many people have said, like, well, at least it's not a Disney season anymore, and honestly...
I'm kind of begging for Disney now.
Pick any season, as like going like the first few episodes. Pick any season. I would rather have that. I don't care what it is. Overdrive, whatever. Whatever you got. I think it's better done than this. It doesn't like so. I'm actually really disappointed.
And it's honestly, I hate to say it, but yo, Johnny T. I'm gonna just blame Johnny T. I can't. The thing is, it's like the last Johnny T season I did not like. Oh, wow. Yeah. Wild Force.
Yeah.
Johnny T does not have a great track record as of late.
So, I mean, yes, Disney seasons, they're getting a bad rap. And as much as people want to bag on Kalish or whatever, it's like, I mean, he has bookends. He's good at the bookends. The middle crap is whatever. And then you had RPM, the shining pinnacle of excellence. And then our boy Eddie had to, you know, do some whatever, and then get replaced. And then the second half was good, but not as good, in my opinion. So the showrunner really kind of sets the tone. If the showrunner is like, let's just copy everything, and then we're going to take out stuff, we're not going to put stuff back in that's like, I need it, blah, blah, we're not, blah, whatever. It's fine. It just frustrates me. This is like the most frustrated I've been like the whole season. And I want to say, Spy, hey, let's just stop watching. But hey, this is, come on. Like, we can't. We could do this. We could do this, Spy. Spy.
Can trudge through year 2 of crap.
Spy. Maybe it's not year 2. Maybe year it's just two. Maybe they're doing 2 seasons in the same year.
No, I'm saying last year we had
last
the,
year was reversion.
You know reversioning. What? Reversioning is looking pretty good right now.
It really is.
Wow. I didn't think. You know what? I didn't have super duper high hopes for this. I didn't think that we would get to the point where we would think that reversion would be.
Season
you know,
18 was off the hook. We're not talking about samurai.
I mean, this is Dragon Knight level right now. And
no, I'd rather watch Dragon Knight.
And that's the weird thing, though. Like, there are parts where I would rather watch Dragon Knight because
I can't say that.
At least, no, but dude, think about it, right? At least it was more make funnable. This, what am I going to say about this episode? There's nothing to mainly make fun of.
I refuse to cross that line.
Nothing happened. You know, like...
They weren't slaves to the Japanese story. And I don't care what you want to say about, oh, it's slow and nothing happened. But, I mean, at least they tried to do something on their own.
Yeah, but at least with Samurai, I get to rewatch Shinkenger.
Well, why can't you rewatch Ryuki with Dragon Knight?
Because they're not the same.
Well, exactly. Like, that's...
You could still compare the footage.
Ryuki's not as good as people say it is.
Well, I would agree with that too. But...
I wasn't, as huge of a fan.
Okay. I liked a couple of characters quite a bit, but.
But anyway.
Anyway, let's get. I'm tired of this episode. It's angry. Let's get to the interview with the Samurai cast.
But you're gonna say go Kaiser.
Fury Diamond on Ranger Board, right? Went to the premiere, whatever. Did a little interview with the cast.
Must have been nice to go to the premiere. Wish we could have had somebody do that.
We wish we did. But he did that interview, had a little shaky cam, but we got a little couple of shots and some words. Some words.
It's pretty much words from the two people we like. Pretty much.
Some words. Kevin did not say much.
It was Hector and Holly.
Kevin, I mean Naji. And so he didn't say much. Okay, fine, whatever. So this is the things. I'm just going to pull out the highlights. So my man, Paulie, right? Paulie, I love you, dude. I do.
Highlights or lowlights?
I love you. What? Like, you a brother from another mother. Like, you my dude, right? But this is my daddy little problem. Saying, number one. Comparing, Samurai to MMPR. Saying that, they're very happy with MMPR, whatever, but, this show, they take their show and they do it better.
Yeah.
Well, better is a relative term.
Are you really going to try and do this?
It's better in the sense that it actually has a somewhat of a narrative. More so than MMPR did, I guess. I'm trying to make Polly's words work for me, okay?
I mean,
they're 100% false.
Okay, then another thing that he said was that, people have been comparing our, I don't know what the actor's name is. Spike, what's that? Felix. They've been comparing Felix to Narvi and saying that Spike is a lot like Skull. And he says that if we watched this young man perform and watched his intricacies and all this other stuff, that he is creating his own character.
And he's not really like Skull.
I don't agree
with at all.
I like Felix in the role. I think he does a better job than people say he's doing, but he's the same character.
Yeah. I mean, he's there specifically to fulfill the exact same role. I mean, there's just no denying that. Like, that's what he's there for. He's there to be Mini Skull. Now, I can understand actors saying, well, I'm playing my own character and I'm bringing my own flavor to it, which may be true on some level. It's just that on the surface, a viewer watching, I mean, I don't know anyone who watched Mighty Morphin who would look at Spike and think that's
his own character, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of hard to say that when the mannerisms are so similar and the laugh is...
I mean, it seems so deliberately almost exact, like you're trying to be Skull, except not whatever.
See, if he had more lines to say, then maybe, just maybe, you will be able to see something differently. But he doesn't really get lines. He gets a laugh and stuck in an inner tube. I mean, it's kind of those things. And you really can't. I mean, it's maybe Pauly is saying that we're going to see something in the future that is his own character kind of thing. Maybe. Because
that would be great.
Yes.
Maybe. You know, it's just in the beginning, even in their own episode, I mean, they came this close again to actually, like, oh, look, Kevin's on the beach, Bug and Skull are on the beach. Never will the two meet.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just.
And the thing is, like, I don't blame the actors at all, really, as far as. Like him playing Spike and doing it the way he does, because I don't necessarily think that that's just him trying to be this. I feel like he was directed to do this, you know, and he's just kind of doing his job, basically, the way they tell him to do it. It's just I don't necessarily agree with how they told him to do it and the character that they wanted him to be in the first place.
Yes.
It's just not what I...
Agreed. I am a big Felix supporter, but he needs...
He needs some Mia. He needs some Mia. That's what it is. He need a little.
That'd be great.
Something of his own. Anything of his own.
You know, Mia tried to kill him with her cooking. He's trying to be like, oh, I love your cooking, honey. You know, he needs.
It would be hilarious if he actually genuinely did like her cooking. Because he's Spike. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Somehow he would like it, and everybody else would be like, are you serious?
You know what I mean? That would be adorable.
You could see hilarious scenes coming out of stuff like that. But, you know, who knows if they'll ever get to it.
Sounds far too original.
Yeah.
And then, let me see. Let me other highlights I try to remember. Oh, yeah, the cast saying that, oh, well, you know, we are our own character. I mean, like, we try to create our own that was different from the Shinkenger. I mean, yes, they are similar, but, you know, we are our own people and blah. I'm just like, oh, y'all are so cute.
Spy, you had some choice words, right, about this subject. So do you care to offer any at this moment? Okay. Wow.
Is
Hello.
He asleep? Did he fall asleep?
Wow. Really?
Oh, hello.
What the hell? What happened?
I guess I was sitting on the mute button here.
Oh, I was like, did he really go away?
I was saying something, and I was like, they aren't reacting to me.
but what you had to say about the interview? What did you say? What's it?
They need to stop lying to us.
Jesus.
What do you mean? What are you referring to exactly?
I'm referring to the line, oh, we're very similar to Shinkenger, but we're very different.
Oh.
Look, the cast, look, y'all are adorable, you know, I love y'all enthusiasm. Y'all just know that y'all ain't different at all. You know how y'all different? Y'all, and none of y'all ain't Asian. That's how y'all different.
Except for one.
Okay, fine.
I'm not sure if she's Japanese.
Who cares?
So she's Asian, so yeah. it's all the same, right?
But it's okay. It's cute, but no, you're not. What I had a problem with on the board was that people were like, when they were asked, oh, what's your favorite season or something, and then all of them were like, oh, Mighty Morphin, blah, 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 Mighty Morphin's awesome, and they were like, oh, well, of course, they don't know any other seasons, and they just lying, and blah, blah. I'm just like, everybody who are normal people know Mighty Morphin, so of course it's going to be
exactly.
The season.
That's the thing. That's like the generic answer. Like, oh yeah, Mighty Morphin. That was my thing. But they were obviously so not into it because they didn't stick around for anything else.
No, actually, that's normal people. I mean, that's average people.
But I mean,
a lot of people left once freaking Jason, Trini, and Zach left. A lot of people just stopped. They're like, ah, oh, dude, just originals. gone. Screw right. that joint. You know, just so general,
everybody says that. I just think, honestly, if I was doing the interview, I don't think I would have even asked that question at all, because the answer would seem to be kind of obvious of what they would say. Whether they were coached on it or whether they're just giving their honest opinion, they've probably only seen Mighty Morphin and maybe like random episodes of some other stuff.
I would believe if they have, that's what they've seen. But I don't believe that all of them have seen Mighty Morphin.
What?
I believe that they are coached. I believe that they have to say it. They can't say, oh no, I didn't see it at all actually, and this is actually my first exposure to the thing. I mean, none of them can be genuine.
But it's they're all really young. Like, they're all like the oldest is what, 20?
So they should be. They should be like, I was a huge fan, you know?
Like, but that's the thing. It's like, why is there such the skepticism that they actually have seen the show? Like, I think that they are genuine. They've watched Mighty Morphin. They were fans of it. Then, like, normal people
oh, then
just
they
drop
just
off.
Yeah,
that's
I believe
it.
That.
Well, see, like, a lot of people.
It's normal people.
A lot of people, that was the only option for them, you know, because a lot of stuff that you watch when you're a kid and it's on for multiple years, you watch it for a couple of years and then you just move on.
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of people that were wrestling fans when I was a wrestling fan during the Attitude Era, which was like 1998 to 2000, and they didn't watch it before and they didn't watch it after it, but they still know a hell of a lot about those 3 years because that's when they were hardcore in it. That's when they were in the fandom. And to them, that's the be all to end all. Now, I think maybe these guys are over-exaggerating their love.
They absolutely are.
I wouldn't be surprised if they all watched it as a kid and enjoyed it.
But
I bet they've seen a few episodes. I
don't
believe they
time.
Are the huge fans that they claim to
I'm
be.
I'm sorry. Y'all are such haters. We do this all the time. We over-exaggerate everything. That's what we do. So, like...
You what?
We over-exaggerate everything. Like, that's what we do. And I'm sorry, maybe you guys don't know enough normal people, but...
Can we stop saying normal people? Can we just say average people?
I like
that's not any different.
It's amazing.
Because, okay, we're the abnormal freaks, right?
Apparently, yeah.
You are.
Right.
Don't want me in with those troglodytes.
We're the ones making the
okay,
podcast.
Sorry, average people. The average person. The typical. Typical. All right. Oh, he's typical.
Typical chess.
Typical people, right? Every time when people bring up, like, let's see, I was at work.
Yeah, they go, oh, I love Mighty Morphin. Oh, the Green Ranger was so cool if you're a guy. And, oh, I always wanted to be the Pink Ranger if you're a girl.
Yeah.
Those are the standard replies for every stupid thing. But they don't present themselves as like, oh, I was this huge devoted fan and I can't believe I'm part of this legacy.
But they're young. That's what you do. Like, okay, when us as our age, when we're looking back at nostalgia, it's like, oh, yeah, that was really cool and whatever. We're not like, oh, snap, son. Oh, what? I mean, some of us are, you know. Oh, what?
There's definitely a few people who's
but
like,
younger really than younger people than us. Yeah, they're gonna latch onto nostalgia totally differently, and I've seen it. Even at my job, I've seen it. Like, someone was like, oh, yeah, that was cool. You know, this cartoon, this whatever, whatever. But, like, the young kids are like, yo, snaps, yo, that early Pokemon was, whoa. Yes.
97, what?
Yeah, because I remember a lot of shows that I liked when I was the age they would have been when MMPR was on. And if I think of it in my head now, I might want to go to YouTube and watch the theme song. But I ain't going to watch an episode because it's crap. And I know it's crap, but I still have good memories. And to me, that's enough. That's all I need. I can go watch the theme song to Biker Mice from Mars, and I can be okay with it.
Right.
I don't need to see anymore.
And that's the thing. It's like, there are people like that. And there are people like us who, you know, still watch the show and we talk about stuff. And then there are people who actually look back on the show and are just like, yo, that was really cool. And I really liked it. And I really grew up with it. And I'm really happy to be part of this franchise. I just don't see where this gets... skepticism is coming from. I think
for me it's kind of a mix. I do not feel like they're just out and out just straight up lying about the whole thing. I can't say that. Like, to me, like, when I listen to freaking to Hector talking about his enthusiasm, to me that seems completely genuine.
Well, he's a good actor.
Oh, come on.
I'm kidding.
Listen.
I'm just saying. If you're going to bring him up as the first example, I mean.
Well, no, because, I mean, him as, like, the great example, the good example.
I would actually believe him, though, because he's like an athletic guy. He's been doing all the flips and stuff on the show. So I would believe that he could be inspired by Mighty Morphin, and that would be something he would be into. But like the girls, no.
It doesn't matter if the girls are on the show or doing an interview or anything. It always seems like they're halfway into a coma. So I don't know what you're saying there.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, I loved it. It was great. That was my jam.
They've yet to be legitimately enthused about anything.
I'm sorry. What's the Brittany? Yeah, I was just so happy that like she was really laid back. I'm like, cause like
she was not, oh my god, it was great.
Yeah, like I was so. She's like, yeah, man. You know, New Zealand is so beautiful, and I love it. And it's great. And I'm like, thank you for being laid back.
Yeah, she's human. You know, as herself,
she's acting.
So yeah, it just
it's an act.
I'm trying to remember any other highlights. Any other highlights for the interview.
I said this on Ranger Boy that I love the fact that Felix Ryan doesn't know anything more about his parentage than we do at this point. He actually pointed out, he's like, according to the website.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm
unless he's not supposed to reveal.
I'm not gonna get excited about that possibility.
I don't know. I don't think he's that deep of a character to begin with. So
no,
I'm not terribly concerned.
No, I mean,
I mean, they'll probably be like, oh yeah, it was Kimberly at the end. You don't see her.
Yeah, besides, he's clearly supposed to take 100% after his father. So what's the point? His mom could be anybody.
He's not going to be like, oh my god, let's shop for shoes with Mia. Oh my god.
That'd be hilarious.
Oh, wow. If Spike came out of the closet.
Oh, no. Hello. No, let's not go that far. Let's not go that far.
I am so with them all. Hello.
We don't need that.
love it. So yeah, I mean, the interview, it was a good look at them. It was a good look, you know. See what they had to say. Paulie, talking his spiel.
It'll be better to get them once they're out of their contract so they can actually tell us what they really
think. Thank you. What up? So I'm talking about. Shoot. I want to know the real deal.
Seriously.
Why you suck?
Wow.
That should be the first question.
Yes.
No.
Why you suck so much?
Why you suck and why did you lie to us about it?
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're sending our NPS correspondent from California to do it.
Ooh.
Well, the views expressed by Spy and the do not reflect the views expressed by whatever.
Tristan.
I believe they do.
We're no big man.
Not even. Oh my god. Wow.
Why would they not?
Going to be a diplomat is he's going to lie to him just like
that's
they lie
not
to
true.
Are you serious?
No.
It's going to be a mutual
like, Erica,
liar's
you
club.
Can cook.
No, from the beginning.
Lies, Tristan.
No. From the beginning, go back and watch, listen to the episode one thing. Like I actually specifically mentioned that I didn't have as much of an issue with the actors as a lot of other people did. I'm not trying to say like they're amazing at their job. I'm just saying, I don't necessarily blame them as much as I blame, frankly, the writing and the whole tone of the show. I feel like some of these actors could be better if they were written and directed a certain way, and they're just not. So
I will say that about Jaden, and that's probably it.
Yeah.
I don't think the girls or Kevin could be any better.
No, oh, you know what? No. I think Emily in particular, because she's told that she needs to be the little sister. They say that in every interview, too.
Mm-hmm.
She's the little sister of the group. They're told that she's supposed to be cutesy, that she's supposed to be this and that. And I feel like if she
and
was
she was really laid back, son. She was like, yeah, that was so amazing.
Yeah, if she was given different material, she could be very different.
Maybe.
That's why she's number three.
Yeah, she's three. Clearly she's three, but, you know, there's a big gap between two and three.
Three and two, yeah.
Yeah. Quite a gap.
Oh, crap, yo.
Go,
Kaiser. I'm not on this train of, like, oh, they're all horrible and get rid of them. It's just change up the show and maybe they'll surprise us.
All right, so which one are you attracted to?
No.
Number one.
So, anyway.
I mean, duh. I mean, it's only one white dude on there, so.
Well, that's true.
No, number one is his back.
Anyway.